Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Excellencies, fellow colleagues, Slovenia is honored to take part in today's launch of the General Recommendation number 40 on equal and inclusive representation of women in decision-making systems, which is indeed a truly historical moment. We firmly believe that ensuring equal and inclusive representation of women is not only essential for progress, but also a moral imperative and international obligation, as outlined in Articles 7 and 8 of the CEDAW Convention. In your presentation today, you have rightfully highlighted the systemic exclusion of women from decision-making processes robs the world of the potential of half its population. In this context, the General Recommendation 40 provides critical guidance for states to address this imbalance and ensure equal representation in both public and private sectors. Slovenia is proud to be amongst the champions of this cause. You might remember that during the 56th session of the HRC, Slovenia, together with Spain, Maldives, and Mexico, delivered a joint statement on women's equal participation for an inclusive multilateral system, a call that has gathered the support of more than 80 delegations, hopefully demonstrating a growing momentum to closing the gap. In the face of the many global challenges we are confronted with today, it is clear that we must rethink the current governance system and ensure that women's voices are at the forefront of decision-making processes at every level. We urge states to take bold, concrete steps to close gender gaps both nationally and within the United Nations system. This includes advocating for initiatives like appointing the first ever female Secretary General of the UN, and ensuring gender parity in other leadership positions as well, such as the presidency of the General Assembly. These are just a few vital steps to create an inclusive global governance framework that delivers for all. I thank you.